Utilitarianism. By John Stuart Mill. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Utilitarianism is a classic work by John Stuart Mill, first published in 1861. It is a philosophical essay that defends the concept of utilitarianism, which is the idea that the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. Mill argues that the only way to determine what is right and wrong is to measure the consequences of an action. He also argues that pleasure and pain are the only intrinsic values that exist, and that all other values are derived from them. Mill begins by discussing the nature of utilitarianism and its relation to other ethical theories. He argues that utilitarianism is the only ethical theory that is based on facts and not on arbitrary opinions. He then goes on to discuss the nature of pleasure and pain, and how they should be used to determine the right action. He argues that pleasure and pain are the only intrinsic values, and that all other values are derived from them. He also argues that the only way to determine what is right and wrong is to measure the consequences of an action. Mill then goes on to discuss the importance of justice and how it relates to utilitarianism. He argues that justice is an important part of utilitarianism, and that it should be taken into account when determining the right action. He also argues that justice should be based on the principle of equality, and that everyone should be treated equally regardless of their social status or wealth. Finally, Mill discusses the importance of individual liberty and how it relates to utilitarianism. He argues that individual liberty is an important part of utilitarianism, and that it should be taken into account when determining the right action. He also argues that individual liberty should be respected, and that people should be allowed to pursue their own interests as long as they do not harm others. Utilitarianism is an important work in the history of philosophy, and it has had a profound influence on modern ethical thought. Mill's arguments are still relevant today, and his ideas are still widely discussed and debated. Utilitarianism is an essential work for anyone interested in ethics and moral philosophy. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Utilitarianism is a moral theory that states that the right action is the one that maximizes utility or happiness. Idea summary. Utilitarianism is a moral theory that holds that the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of happiness or utility for the greatest number of people. Utilitarianism is a moral theory that holds that the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of happiness or utility for the greatest number of people. According to this theory, the moral worth of an action is determined by its contribution to overall utility in the world, and the only thing of intrinsic value is happiness. This means that an action is right if it produces the greatest balance of happiness over unhappiness, or if it produces the greatest good for the greatest number of people. Utilitarianism is a consequentialist theory, meaning that the moral worth of an action is determined by its outcome, rather than by the motives of the person performing the action. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that pleasure and pain are the only things that are intrinsically valuable. This means that pleasure is the only thing that is good in itself, and pain is the only thing that is bad in itself. According to utilitarianism, the only way to determine the moral worth of an action is to calculate the balance of pleasure over pain that it produces. This means that an action is right if it produces the greatest balance of pleasure over pain, or if it produces the greatest good for the greatest number of people. Utilitarianism is a form of consequentialism, which means that the moral worth of an action is determined by its outcome, rather than by the motives of the person performing the action. This means that an action is right if it produces the greatest balance of pleasure over pain, or if it produces the greatest good for the greatest number of people, regardless of the motives of the person performing the action. Utilitarianism is a form of consequentialism, which means that the moral worth of an action is determined by its outcome, rather than by the motives of the person performing the action. Main idea number 2. Happiness is the ultimate end of all action. Idea summary. According to utilitarianism, happiness is the ultimate end of all action, and should be the primary goal of any moral decision. The idea of happiness as the ultimate end of all action is a central tenet of utilitarianism, a moral philosophy developed by John Stuart Mill in the 19th century. According to utilitarianism, the moral worth of an action is determined by its ability to produce the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. This means that any moral decision should be made with the goal of achieving the greatest amount of happiness for the most people. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that happiness is the ultimate end of all action. This means that any action should be judged based on its ability to produce the greatest amount of happiness for the most people. This is in contrast to other moral philosophies, such as Kantianism, which focus on the moral worth of an action, rather than its ability to produce happiness. Utilitarianism is a consequentialist moral philosophy, meaning that it focuses on the consequences of an action, rather than the action itself. This means that any moral decision should be made with the goal of achieving the greatest amount of happiness for the most people. This is in contrast to other moral philosophies, such as deontology, which focus on the moral worth of an action, rather than its consequences. The idea of happiness as the ultimate end of all action is a cornerstone of utilitarianism. According to this moral philosophy, any moral decision should be made with the goal of achieving the greatest amount of happiness for the most people. This means that any action should be judged based on its ability to produce the greatest amount of happiness for the most people, rather than its moral worth. Main idea number 3. The greatest happiness principle states that the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. Idea summary: the greatest happiness principle is the cornerstone of utilitarianism, and states that the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. The greatest happiness principle is the cornerstone of utilitarianism, and states that the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. This principle was first articulated by John Stuart Mill in his book Utilitarianism, and has since become a widely accepted ethical framework. According to Mill, the right action is the one that maximizes the total amount of happiness in the world, regardless of who benefits from it. This means that the right action is not necessarily the one that benefits the individual, but rather the one that benefits the most people. The greatest happiness principle is based on the idea that happiness is the ultimate goal of all human action. Mill argued that the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. This means that the right action is not necessarily the one that benefits the individual, but rather the one that benefits the most people. This principle is often used to evaluate the morality of various actions, and to determine which actions are most likely to produce the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. The greatest happiness principle is an important part of utilitarianism, and has been used to evaluate the morality of various actions for centuries. It is a useful tool for determining which actions are most likely to produce the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people, and is an important part of any ethical framework. Main idea number 4. Utilitarianism is a form of consequentialism, meaning that the morality of an action is determined by its consequences. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of consequentialism, meaning that the morality of an action is determined by its consequences, rather than by any intrinsic moral value. Utilitarianism is a moral theory that holds that the right action is the one that maximizes the overall good. This means that the moral worth of an action is determined by its contribution to overall utility in maximizing happiness or pleasure as summed among all people. According to utilitarianism, an action is right if it produces the greatest balance of good over bad consequences for everyone affected by it. Utilitarianism is a form of consequentialism, meaning that the morality of an action is determined by its consequences, rather than by any intrinsic moral value. Utilitarianism is often described as a form of the greatest good for the greatest number philosophy. This means that an action is right if it produces the greatest balance of good over bad consequences for everyone affected by it. Utilitarianism is a teleological theory, meaning that it is concerned with the end result of an action, rather than the action itself. This means that the morality of an action is determined by its consequences, rather than by any intrinsic moral value. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that pleasure and pain are the only intrinsic values that exist. This means that an action is right if it produces the greatest balance of pleasure over pain for everyone affected by it. Utilitarianism is a form of consequentialism, meaning that the morality of an action is determined by its consequences, rather than by any intrinsic moral value. Utilitarianism is often described as a form of the greatest good for the greatest number philosophy. Main idea number 5. Utilitarianism is a form of hedonism, meaning that pleasure is the only intrinsic good. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of hedonism, meaning that pleasure is the only intrinsic good, and that pain is the only intrinsic bad. Utilitarianism is a form of hedonism, meaning that pleasure is the only intrinsic good. According to this philosophy, the only thing that is truly valuable is the pleasure that one experiences. Pain is the only intrinsic bad, and all other values are derived from pleasure and pain. This means that the goal of life should be to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that the greatest good for the greatest number of people should be the ultimate goal of any action. This means that the moral value of an action is determined by its consequences, and that the action that produces the most pleasure for the most people is the most moral action. John Stuart Mill, in his book Utilitarianism, argued that the only way to determine the morality of an action is to consider the consequences of that action. He argued that the only way to determine the morality of an action is to consider the pleasure and pain that it produces. He argued that the only way to determine the morality of an action is to consider the amount of pleasure and pain that it produces for the greatest number of people. He argued that the only way to determine the morality of an action is to consider the amount of pleasure and pain that it produces for the greatest number of people, and that the action that produces the most pleasure for the most people is the most moral action. Main idea number 6. Utilitarianism is a form of egoism, meaning that the only thing that matters is the individual's own happiness. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of egoism, meaning that the only thing that matters is the individual's own happiness, and that the individual should strive to maximize their own pleasure. Utilitarianism is a form of egoism, meaning that the only thing that matters is the individual's own happiness. According to utilitarianism, the individual should strive to maximize their own pleasure and minimize their own pain. This is done by making decisions that will bring the greatest amount of happiness to the greatest number of people. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that the moral worth of an action is determined by its utility in providing happiness or pleasure as summed among all sentient beings. It is a form of consequentialism, meaning that the moral worth of an action is determined by its outcome. Utilitarianism holds that the most ethical choice is the one that produces the greatest balance of good over bad for everyone affected by the action. John Stuart Mill, in his book Utilitarianism, argued that the moral worth of an action is determined by its utility in providing happiness or pleasure as summed among all sentient beings. He argued that the right action is the one that produces the greatest balance of good over bad for everyone affected by the action. Mill also argued that the only thing that matters is the individual's own happiness, and that the individual should strive to maximize their own pleasure. He believed that the greatest happiness principle should be the basis of morality, and that the only way to determine the morality of an action is to consider the consequences of that action. Main idea number 7. Utilitarianism is a form of universalism, meaning that the same moral principles should be applied to all people. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of universalism, meaning that the same moral principles should be applied to all people, regardless of their individual circumstances. Utilitarianism is a form of universalism, meaning that the same moral principles should be applied to all people, regardless of their individual circumstances. This is based on the idea that the moral worth of an action is determined by its utility in providing happiness or pleasure to all affected by it. According to utilitarianism, the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. This means that the moral worth of an action is determined by its ability to maximize the overall happiness of the people affected by it. Utilitarianism is a consequentialist theory, meaning that the morality of an action is determined by its consequences. It is also a form of ethical egoism, meaning that the moral worth of an action is determined by its ability to maximize the overall happiness of the individual performing the action. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that the moral worth of an action is determined by its utility in providing happiness or pleasure to all affected by it. This means that the moral worth of an action is determined by its ability to maximize the overall happiness of the people affected by it. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical egoism, meaning that the moral worth of an action is determined by its ability to maximize the overall happiness of the individual performing the action. Utilitarianism is also a form of consequentialism, meaning that the morality of an action is determined by its consequences. This means that the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. Main idea number 8. Utilitarianism is a form of impartiality, meaning that all people should be treated equally. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of impartiality, meaning that all people should be treated equally, and that no one should be given preferential treatment. Utilitarianism is a form of impartiality, meaning that all people should be treated equally. This means that no one should be given preferential treatment, regardless of their social status, race, gender, or any other factor. According to John Stuart Mill, the founder of utilitarianism, the greatest good should be pursued for the greatest number of people. This means that decisions should be made based on what will benefit the most people, rather than what will benefit a select few. Utilitarianism also states that the consequences of an action should be taken into account when making decisions, as the consequences of an action can have a greater impact than the action itself. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical decision-making that seeks to maximize the overall benefit to society, rather than the benefit to any one individual. Main idea number 9. Utilitarianism is a form of altruism, meaning that one should act in the interests of others. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of altruism, meaning that one should act in the interests of others, and that one should strive to maximize the happiness of all people. Utilitarianism is a form of altruism, meaning that one should act in the interests of others. This philosophy was first articulated by the British philosopher John Stuart Mill in his book Utilitarianism. According to Mill, the moral worth of an action is determined by its utility in producing the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. This means that one should strive to maximize the happiness of all people, not just oneself. In other words, one should act in a way that benefits the most people, even if it means sacrificing one's own interests. This is the essence of utilitarianism, that one should act in a way that produces the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that the moral worth of an action is determined by its consequences. This means that one should consider the potential outcomes of an action before deciding whether or not to take it. For example, if one were to consider whether or not to steal a car, one should consider the potential consequences of such an action. If the car were to be used to help someone in need, then the action might be considered morally good. However, if the car were to be used for criminal activities, then the action would be considered morally wrong. In this way, utilitarianism encourages people to think carefully about the potential consequences of their actions before taking them. Main idea number 10. Utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that holds that the best action is the one that maximizes overall utility. This means that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This is done by considering the long-term consequences of an action, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that pleasure and pain are the only intrinsic values, and that the goal of morality should be to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. According to utilitarianism, the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This means that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is a consequentialist theory, meaning that it focuses on the consequences of an action rather than the action itself. This means that one should consider the long-term effects of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism also holds that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This means that one should consider the effects of their actions on all affected parties, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that has been influential in many areas of life, including economics, politics, and law. It is based on the idea that pleasure and pain are the only intrinsic values, and that the goal of morality should be to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. Utilitarianism is a consequentialist theory, meaning that it focuses on the consequences of an action rather than the action itself. This means that one should consider the long-term effects of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Main idea number 11. Utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that holds that the best action is the one that maximizes overall utility. This means that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This is done by considering the long-term consequences of an action, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that pleasure and pain are the only intrinsic values, and that the goal of morality should be to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. According to utilitarianism, the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This means that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is a consequentialist theory, meaning that it focuses on the consequences of an action rather than the motives behind it. This means that one should consider the long-term effects of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism also holds that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This means that one should consider the effects of their actions on all affected parties, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that has been influential in many areas of life, including economics, politics, and law. It is based on the idea that pleasure and pain are the only intrinsic values, and that the goal of morality should be to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. Utilitarianism is a consequentialist theory, meaning that it focuses on the consequences of an action rather than the motives behind it. This means that one should consider the long-term effects of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Main idea number 12. Utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that holds that the best action is the one that maximizes overall utility. This means that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This is done by considering the long-term consequences of one's actions, and by weighing the potential benefits and harms of any given action. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that the moral worth of an action is determined by its utility in providing happiness or pleasure to the people affected by it. According to utilitarianism, the right action is the one that produces the greatest balance of pleasure over pain, or the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. Utilitarianism is often contrasted with deontological ethics, which holds that the morality of an action is determined by its adherence to a set of moral rules or duties. Utilitarianism, on the other hand, focuses on the consequences of an action, rather than its adherence to a set of rules. Utilitarianism is also distinct from virtue ethics, which holds that the morality of an action is determined by its consistency with a set of virtues or character traits. Utilitarianism, however, focuses on the consequences of an action, rather than its consistency with a set of virtues. Utilitarianism was first articulated by the British philosopher John Stuart Mill in his book Utilitarianism. Mill argued that the right action is the one that produces the greatest balance of pleasure over pain, or the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. He argued that this principle should be applied to all moral decisions, and that it should be the basis for all laws and public policies. Mill's utilitarianism has been influential in the development of modern ethical theory, and it continues to be an important part of ethical discourse today. Main idea number 13. Utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that holds that the best action is the one that maximizes overall utility. This means that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This is done by considering the long-term consequences of an action, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that pleasure and pain are the only intrinsic values, and that the goal of morality should be to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. According to utilitarianism, the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This means that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is a consequentialist theory, meaning that it focuses on the consequences of an action rather than the action itself. This means that one should consider the long-term effects of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism also holds that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This means that one should consider the effects of their actions on all affected parties, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that has been influential in many areas of life, including economics, politics, and law. It is based on the idea that pleasure and pain are the only intrinsic values, and that the goal of morality should be to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. Utilitarianism is a consequentialist theory, meaning that it focuses on the consequences of an action rather than the action itself. This means that one should consider the long-term effects of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Main idea number 14. Utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that holds that the best action is the one that maximizes overall utility. This means that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This is done by considering the long-term consequences of one's actions, and by weighing the potential benefits and harms of any given action. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that the moral worth of an action is determined by its utility in providing happiness or pleasure to those affected by it. According to utilitarianism, the right action is the one that produces the greatest balance of pleasure over pain, or the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. Utilitarianism is often contrasted with deontological ethics, which holds that the morality of an action is determined by its adherence to a set of moral rules or duties. Utilitarianism, on the other hand, focuses on the consequences of an action, rather than its adherence to a set of rules. Utilitarianism is also distinct from virtue ethics, which holds that the morality of an action is determined by its consistency with a set of virtues or character traits. Utilitarianism was first articulated by the British philosopher John Stuart Mill in his book Utilitarianism. Mill argued that the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. He also argued that the morality of an action should be judged by its consequences, rather than its adherence to a set of rules or virtues. Mill's utilitarianism has been influential in the development of modern ethical theories, and it continues to be an important part of ethical discourse today. Main idea number 15. Utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that holds that the best action is the one that maximizes overall utility. This means that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This is done by considering the long-term consequences of an action, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that pleasure and pain are the only intrinsic values, and that the goal of morality should be to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. According to utilitarianism, the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This means that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is a consequentialist theory, meaning that it focuses on the consequences of an action rather than the motives behind it. This means that one should consider the long-term effects of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism also holds that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This means that one should consider the effects of their actions on all affected parties, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that has been influential in many areas of life, including economics, politics, and law. It is based on the idea that pleasure and pain are the only intrinsic values, and that the goal of morality should be to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. Utilitarianism is a consequentialist theory, meaning that it focuses on the consequences of an action rather than the motives behind it. This means that one should consider the long-term effects of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Main idea number 16. Utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that holds that the best action is the one that maximizes overall utility. This means that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that the moral worth of an action is determined by its utility in providing happiness or pleasure as summed among all sentient beings. According to utilitarianism, an action is right if it produces the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. John Stuart Mill, a prominent 19th century philosopher, was a major proponent of utilitarianism. He argued that the moral worth of an action should be judged by its utility in providing happiness or pleasure. He believed that the greatest happiness principle should be the basis of morality, and that the only way to determine the morality of an action is to consider its consequences. Mill argued that the only way to determine the morality of an action is to consider its long-term consequences, and that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action. Utilitarianism is a form of consequentialism, meaning that the morality of an action is determined by its consequences. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that holds that the best action is the one that maximizes overall utility. This means that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Main idea number 17. Utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that holds that the best action is the one that maximizes overall utility. This means that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This is done by considering the long-term consequences of an action, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that pleasure and pain are the only intrinsic values, and that the goal of morality should be to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. According to utilitarianism, the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This means that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is a consequentialist theory, meaning that it focuses on the consequences of an action rather than the action itself. This means that one should consider the long-term effects of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism also holds that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This means that one should consider the effects of their actions on all affected parties, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that has been influential in many areas of life, including economics, politics, and law. It is a powerful tool for making decisions, as it encourages one to consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Main idea number 18. Utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that holds that the best action is the one that maximizes overall utility. This means that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This is done by considering the long-term consequences of an action, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that pleasure and pain are the only intrinsic values, and that the goal of morality should be to maximize pleasure and minimize pain. According to utilitarianism, the right action is the one that produces the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This means that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is a consequentialist theory, meaning that it focuses on the consequences of an action rather than the action itself. This means that one should consider the long-term effects of their actions, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism also holds that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This means that one should consider the effects of their actions on all affected parties, rather than simply looking at the immediate results. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that has been influential in many areas of life, including economics, politics, and law. It is a powerful tool for making decisions, as it encourages one to consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Main idea number 19. Utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that holds that the best action is the one that maximizes overall utility. This means that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. This is done by considering the long-term consequences of one's actions, and by weighing the potential benefits and harms of each action. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that the moral worth of an action is determined by its utility in providing happiness or pleasure to the people affected by it. According to utilitarianism, the right action is the one that produces the greatest balance of pleasure over pain, or the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. Utilitarianism is often contrasted with deontological ethics, which holds that the morality of an action is determined by its adherence to a set of moral rules or duties. Utilitarianism, on the other hand, focuses on the consequences of an action, rather than its adherence to a set of rules. Utilitarianism is also distinct from virtue ethics, which holds that the morality of an action is determined by its consistency with a set of virtues or character traits. Utilitarianism, however, focuses on the consequences of an action, rather than its consistency with a set of virtues. Utilitarianism was first articulated by the British philosopher John Stuart Mill in his book Utilitarianism. Mill argued that the right action is the one that produces the greatest balance of pleasure over pain, or the greatest amount of happiness for the greatest number of people. He argued that this principle should be applied to all moral decisions, and that it should be the basis for all laws and public policies. Mill's utilitarianism has been influential in the development of modern ethical theory, and it continues to be an important part of ethical discourse today. Main idea number 20. Utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action. Idea summary: utilitarianism is a form of utilitarianism, meaning that one should strive to maximize the overall utility of an action, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that holds that the best action is the one that maximizes overall utility. This means that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. Utilitarianism is based on the idea that the moral worth of an action is determined by its utility in providing happiness or pleasure as summed among all sentient beings. According to utilitarianism, an action is right if it produces the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people. John Stuart Mill, a prominent 19th-century philosopher, was a major proponent of utilitarianism. He argued that the moral worth of an action should be judged by its utility in providing happiness or pleasure. He believed that the greatest happiness principle should be the basis of morality, and that the only way to determine the morality of an action is to consider its consequences. Mill argued that the only way to determine the morality of an action is to consider its consequences, and that the greatest happiness principle should be the basis of morality. Utilitarianism is a form of consequentialism, meaning that the morality of an action is determined by its consequences. Utilitarianism holds that the best action is the one that maximizes overall utility, and that one should consider the long-term consequences of their actions. Utilitarianism is a form of ethical philosophy that holds that the best action is the one that maximizes overall utility, and that one should strive to create the greatest amount of good for the greatest number of people.